Beanstalk.
Once upon a time, there lived a widow and her son Jack. They were very poor. All they had was a cow. One day, Jack's mother said,
"Go and sell our cow and bring the money back to me."
So Jack took the cow away to sell. He met a man on the way who wanted to buy the cow. "I have no money," said the man, "but I have 5 magic beans for your cow." "Really?" asked Jack. "Are you sure they are magical?" "Of course," said the man. "They are so magical that if you plant them overnight, they will grow up to the sky." "All right," said Jack, and he gave the man his cow. Jack took the beans back to his mother. She was very angry.
"These beans are no good to us,"
she cried, and she threw the beans out of the window. Next day, when Jack woke up, he saw a giant beanstalk outside his window. "I want to climb to the top," said Jack. Jack started to climb the beanstalk.
"No, Jack, no,"
said Jack's mother. But Jack climbed up and up and up to the very top of the beanstalk. Jack saw a giant castle with a giant door. When he opened the door, he saw a giant woman. "Look out," said the woman. "My husband is coming. He will eat you up." "Fee, fi, fo, fum. Watch out, everyone. Here I come," roared the giant. "You must hide," said the woman. And she hid Jack in the cupboard. Giant came in and sat down at the table. He had with him a magic hen. He poked the hen and growled, "Lay!" And the hen laid golden eggs into the basket. After his breakfast, the giant put out some giant bags of money. He sat down at the table and started to count his money. 1, 2, 3. Soon, the giant fell asleep. Jack came out of the cupboard and took the money and the magic hen. Then he started to climb down the beanstalk. The giant suddenly woke up and saw Jack. He stomped his feet and roared angrily, "Fee, fi, fo, fum! Who are you and what have you done?" The giant climbed down the beanstalk after Jack and chased him. When Jack reached the bottom, he called, "Mother, mother, please, hurry! Bring me an axe!" And his mother came running out with Jack's wood chopping axe and cut down the beanstalk. And that was the end of the giant. Now Jack and his mother were not poor anymore, and they lived happily ever after.